Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
So we'll continue with Romans, but before we do, let's first turn to Genesis.
我们继续今天的罗马书的交通，在这之前，我们一起来看创世纪。
We'll continue with talking about Romans, but we're going to first take a look at a passage in Genesis 15.
我们继续会交通罗马书里面的圣经，但是今天在这之前，我们一起来看几处创世纪十五章。
Genesis 15 verse 4 to 6.
创世纪的十五章四到六节。
Then behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This man will not be your heir, but one who will come forth from your own body, he shall be your heir."
耶和华又有话对他说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
And he took him outside and said, "Now look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be."
于是领他走到外边说，你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说，你的后裔将要如此。
Then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Let's reread 6. Then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness.
第六节，亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为义。
Then let's turn to Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 12.
我们一起来看罗马书第四章。
First one says, "What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, has found?"
第一节，如此说来，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得着了什么呢？
For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God.
倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的。只是在神面前并无可夸。
For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness.
经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
Now to the one who works, his wage is not credited as a favor, but as what is due.
做工的得工价，不算恩典，乃是该得的。
But to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness.
唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
Just as David also speaks of the blessing on the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works.
正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙神算为义的人是有福的。
Blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered.
他说得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人是有福的。
Blessed is a man whose sin the Lord will not take into account.
主不算为有罪的这人是有福的。
Is this blessing then on the circumcised or on the uncircumcised also? For we say,Faith was credited to Abraham as righteousness.
如此看来，这福是单加给那受割礼的人吗？不也是加给那未受割礼的人吗？因我们所说，亚伯拉罕的信就算为他的义。
How then was it credited, while he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised.
是怎么算的呢？是在他受割礼的时候呢？是在他未受割礼的时候呢？不是在受割礼的时候，乃是在未受割礼的时候。
And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while uncircumcised, so that he might be the father of all who believe without being circumcised, that righteousness might be credited to them.
并且他受了割礼的记号，做他未受割礼的时候因信称义的印证，叫他做一切未受割礼而信之人的父，使他们也算为义。
and the father of circumcision to those who not only are of the circumcision, but who also follow in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham, which he had while uncircumcised.
又做受割礼之人的父，就是那些不但受割礼，并且按我们的主宗亚伯拉罕未受割礼而信之终极去行的人。
So let's take a pause from the scripture reading and have a word of prayer.
我们读经就到这里，有一些祷告。
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for your great faithfulness to us each day.
父啊，谢谢你赐给我们每一天的恩典。
That we can always have the Lord Jesus Christ with us.
我们终是有我们的主耶稣基督与我们同在。
That is by a little faith that caused us to be reconciled to you.
借着这一点点的信心，我们就被你算为义。
And now we can all draw near to your presence to listen to your word.
我们都可以来亲近你，来听你自己的话语。
That now there's no separation between heaven and earth, between God and man.
在此没有分别天和地，神和我们。
So we ask that your Holy Spirit would speak to us today.
我们请求圣灵向我们说话。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉我主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So some mineral miners were digging in a cave in West Virginia when they stumbled upon some strange bones.
有一些矿工在西弗吉尼亚州的一个洞穴中挖掘，有一天他们发现一些骨头。
They found several thin ligaments and a very large claw.
他们发现有一些很细的那个韧带连着很大的爪子。
And because they were puzzled, it doesn't seem to resemble any animals they've seen before.
他们觉得这个很奇怪，因为这个不像他们知道的任何的动物。
They sent the fossils for examination to Thomas Jefferson.
所以他们把这一些呢送到了那个Thomas Jefferson那里去检查。
And Thomas Jefferson also thought it was strange that there's something so gigantic to have this type of claw that he thought perhaps a lion or tiger used to be native on American soil.
而 Thomas Jefferson 也觉得这个这么如此巨大的一个动物居然有这样子的大的爪子，也觉得很奇怪，所以呢，他就把这个就送到其他地方去检查。
And Jefferson later would fund research and expeditions to find out about these mega animals.
以后他就资助这样的研究，来研究这个动物。
And later scientists who looked at the bones finally identified where it came from. It came from a large ground sloth.
最后他们发现这个动物原来就是那种叫大爪兽。
And at 10 feet tall, 2,000 pounds, this megalonyx is now extinct, but used to roam around North America.
这种大爪兽呢，它可以长有十个英尺，高有十个英尺，完了重可以到达两千磅。 而它是一个在已经濒临、已经绝种的这一种动物。
So in 1797, Jefferson then gave a lecture on this animal to the American Philosophical Society.
在1797年, 杰弗森在美国的哲学学会上面来讨论这个动物。
But unbeknownst to him, this event sparked North American paleontology.
因为这个呢, 大大的激励了这个在北美的研究这个古生物的这一个学科。
It was a new field of research discovered completely by accident.
这是一个新的研究的领域，好像就是这样子突然的就开始了。
As a result, you can say that Jefferson is a founder of two different lines, one of North American paleontology and the other of the nation as the primary author of the Declaration of Independence.
所以我们在这里可以看到杰弗森他实在是两件事情的奠基人，一个是北美的这个古生物学的奠基人，还有就是因为他写了独立宣言，而他成了这个建国的那个元勋。And
similarly, we could also say Abraham, who's the primary character in this chapter, is the founder of two lines.
同样，我们在这个圣经这个地方看见亚伯拉罕，他也是 奠基人在两件的事情上面。
One, a physical people of the earth, the Jewish people.
他是犹太人的祖宗。
And one as the spiritual father of faith, the heavenly people.
另外是这个属灵信仰的这个信心之父。
But although both are revolutionary in a sense, Abraham's one is not accidental.
虽然这两个都看起来是革命性的，但是亚伯拉罕这个却不是好像突然发生的。
It was by revelation, but that is also revolutionary because it changed the lives of all that came after Abraham.
这是革命性的，因为这个呢，他的后代就改变了他们的生活的轨迹。
So when we look at this passage,We want to discuss what did Abraham discover or find?
我们来看这一处的这一段的经节，看一下亚伯拉罕究竟得到了什么。
As we can say from verse 1, what then shall we say that Abraham has found?
就在第一节里面说，亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢？
But let's first take a view of the context of this passage by reviewing the last two messages on Romans 3 verses 21 to 31.
我们先来看一下这一段经文的背景啊，这个是在第三章的21到31节。
So that big chunk was about the righteousness of God.
那一段是讲到神的义。
The first part, 21 to 26, is about the righteousness of God is now made available to us through the atonement work of Christ.
21到26节讲到神他的义。是借着主耶稣的救赎的工作领到了我们。
Essentially shows what God did on his part.
这个说到神所做的那部分。
Verses 27 to 31 is about the righteousness of God received by faith on the part of the believer.
在27到31节讲到了神他这样子的义是借着信徒的信心而得着的。
Thus it shows what the believer does on his or her part.
这是说到信徒该做的那一部分。
And when we talk about what the believer does on their part, the one who has faith in Jesus,
这个说到信徒所做的那部分就是他们向着基督的信心。
We mentioned the three exclusions.
我们讲到有三个在之外，排除之外的。
We mentioned that it excludes boasting.
第一是没有可夸的。
Because Romans 3:28 says, a man is justified by faith apart from works of the law.
因为在28节里面说了我们看定了人称义是因着信不在乎遵行律法
Since justification is by faith it is not by works and so we can't boast in ourselves
因着这个称义是因着信而不是因着行为
Second, ethnic distinction is excluded
第二个呢是没有分别的
If there's only one God then there's only one way to approach him whether you're Jew or Gentile
因为既然只有一位神，而且呢，只有一条路可以亲近他，是无论是犹太人或者是外邦人，都是一样的。
And finally, lawlessness is excluded.
另外一个，不废弃律法。
Because if someone can suppose, oh, salvation is by faith, then does that mean that the law can be thrown out?
有人会问，既然这个称义是因着信心，这个律法是不是可以被废弃了呢？
So Paul says no.Because God will keep his high standard of the law, but rather than lowering it so that weak humanity can meet it, instead, Christ was sent to meet that high standard of the law.
保罗在这里告诉我们，神仍然保守着，保持着这个律法的高标准，并不是说让它降低，以让这些软弱的人能够达到，反而他是借着差遣他自己的儿子耶稣基督来成全律法。
And that's why he says, we establish the law.
所以在这里他说是坚固律法。
So now in Romans chapter 4, verses 1 through 12, Paul will use an Old Testament example of Abraham to demonstrate this thesis that he just mentioned in Romans 3, which is that we are justified by faith instead of works.
在罗马书的四章一到十二节我们看见保罗现在是用旧约中亚伯拉罕的例子来证明他自己的论点。我们因信称义，不是靠行为，而是靠信心。
Just a reminder, the word justified means to be declared righteous before God.
这个称义是在说在神面前被称为义。
So let's split this passage into three parts, The first part is about Abraham's discovery, and that is verses 1 through 3.
这一整段可以分为三部分, 第一个是在1到3节说到先祖亚伯拉罕,
about why Abraham is considered the father of faith.
为什么亚伯拉罕被称为信心之父?
Then we have God's crediting, which is from verses 4 to 8, about how Abraham became justified.
在4到8节我们看见那位被称义的亚伯拉罕是神怎样来算他为义。
And finally, God's sealing of righteousness from verses 9 through 12 is about why Abraham was circumcised.
在这里9到12节看到神的印证说到受割礼的亚伯拉罕。
So let's begin with verse 1 to talk about Abraham as the forefather of faith.
我们开始来看第一节说到亚伯拉罕他的信心。
What then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh, has found?
在这里说,我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么,是什么意思呢?
Because when Paul says that everyone must be justified by faith alone and nothing else, that brings up a question to the Jewish people.
因着保罗说,所有的人称义是因着信,而不是因着行为, 那犹太人可能就会有这个问题。
They would say that they are the true children of Abraham. They have special privileges before God.
因为他们可能会争辩说,他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔,他们有这样的特权。
This is from the Jewish point of view that they would be saying, our forefather.
这个犹太人会说亚伯拉罕是我们的祖宗。
They bring up Abraham as the best representative of themselves and thus call him our forefather.
他们觉得亚伯拉罕是他们最好的代表,所以称他为我们的先祖。
A, they thought Abraham was the one who started their nation and race, and he had a close relationship with God that he was called a friend of God.
因为他们觉得亚伯拉罕开始了他们的国家和民族,而且呢,他与神有那样密切的关系。
And as a result, B, they consider him Father Abraham.
因此他们就称亚伯拉罕为亚伯拉罕的为父。
Similar to in the Lazarus and Rich Man story, that the region where the righteous Jewish people go after death is called Abraham's bosom, because that's where a father can protect his children.
所以我们看见那个拉萨路和那个财主那个故事里面看见那些义的那个犹太人他们死后会在哪里呢？会在亚伯拉罕的怀抱里面，因为父亲的怀抱是保护儿子孩子的。
And finally, they saw that Abraham's life reflects that of God the Father.
接着他们说到这个亚伯拉罕的生活在那里反映了这位神这位天。That
during Abraham's lifetime, he desired children, offered up his son, and sent the Holy Spirit to find a bride for his son.
看到亚伯拉罕他渴望有自己的孩子，那他呢又把自己的孩子献上，接着他又是差遣圣灵为儿子寻找心腹。
So if Jewish people thought that God made a special covenant with them through Abraham, then they are automatically right in the sight of God.
所以犹太人觉得既然我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕跟神有这样子的一个约，所以呢很自动的他们在神面前就是一个对的地位。
But what's amazing here is that Paul surprises them by turning the case on its head.
在这里保罗实在使他们惊讶，当他们看到这个情形不是这样。
Paul wants to argue that it turns out Abraham actually serves as the best example on his side that we are justified by faith.
在他的认证中呢，亚伯拉罕是最好的例子，就是我们是因信称义。
To show that God's way has never changed through time. How he worked in the Old Testament is how he'll work in the New Testament.
所以神他工作的法则从来不会改变，在旧约和新约都是一样的。
So in what sense will Paul be using Abraham as called father? There's several points.
为什么什么原因让我们看见这个人可以被称为父呢？有几个原因。
So you can be an actual father where your offspring all resemble you.
或者你实在是在肉体上就是父亲。 因为你的后代都有相同的特征。
For example, Jabal was the father of all who dwell in tents and own livestock.
比如说亚巴是那些住帐篷牧养牲畜之人的父。
All his kids resembled his lifestyle.
他的儿女后裔都像他一样的生活。
Second, you could have invented something original, made a discovery, and began a trend.
或者呢，你发明了什么原创的事情，有了新的发现。
The devil is the father of lies.
就像魔鬼是说谎者的父。
And finally, you can be called a father out of respect.
还有最后呢，就是你被称为父是因着被尊崇。
Because you have very paternal instincts.
因为你有父所特有的智慧和能力。
Perhaps better than instincts, but sensibilities.
有智慧。
And this is like how some religions call their leaders father.
所以有的宗教在那里叫他们的那个领导领袖称为父。
And there's also someone in the English ministry who, because he plays a senior role among the young people, some people affectionately call him grandpa.
在有一些的这样的这个年轻人的这种这个服侍的理念，因着这样子的那个尊崇，他们会叫他们的领袖这个祖父辈的。
Although he has not turned 30 yet.
可能他还没有过30岁。
So Paul acknowledges that Abraham can truly be physically your ancestor, your forefather according to the flesh.
所以保罗在这里说是你的父可能真是你肉血脉中或者肉体中的祖先。
But more importantly, Paul argues why Abraham is called father is because he has found a special discovery.
更重要的呢，是在这里说到亚伯拉罕他有了一个特殊的一个发现和得着。
He has made a special discovery.
他实在成就了这样子的一个发现。
So in order to talk about his special discovery, what he has found, we want to first see what led up to this discovery.
在我们讨论这个他所得着的这个特殊的发现之前，我们先要来看一下是什么引到这个。
Because in Genesis 11, the world was in a very bad place.
在创世纪我们刚刚读的那个经节那个地方，当时的环境是非常的糟糕。
The Tower of Babel represents the world trying to use its own works, self-effort, man-made religion, to make a name for themselves and withstand God.
这个巴别塔所代表的是当时的世人想要通过自己的努力或者是人造的宗教来为自己谋得名声。
And the result is failure.
那结果呢是以失败为终。
So next chapter, God started fresh with an individual, Abram,to leave his family and country.
那在下一章呢，我们看见神就重新开始，他找到一个个人叫亚伯拉罕。
So God promised a land and that all the families of the earth shall be blessed in him.
召他离开本家本族去一个新的地方，而且神应许说地上的万族都必因你得福。
So when God reveals himself in Genesis 15, he showed Abraham that he was going to be his very great reward.Or some translations like ours say that your reward shall be very great.
所以呢，在接着的创世纪十五章，我们看见神向亚伯拉罕显明，他要得着极大的赏赐。那神作为那个极大的赏赐，在这里说到是大大的赏赐他。
But this caused Abram to think, how can he receive this really great reward? How can he receive inheritance if he has no physical son?Or heir.
那这个就让亚伯拉罕在那里思考，我怎么可能得着这样子的赏赐，这样的遗产，因为我没有儿子。
When he dies, that is it. The enemies will basically take everything he has.
我死了以后呢，就结束了，而我的仇敌会得着所有我所拥有的。
And this is then the crucial part. Then the Lord promised, one who comes from you, your own body, shall be your heir.
这个就变得非常的重要。那主是应许说，你本身所生的才成为你的后嗣。
The Lord took him outside to count the stars, and if you're able to, then so shall your descendants be.
主带他到外边向着天观看，说道：“你若能数得过来，你的后裔将要如此。”
And finally, the key sentence: Abraham believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness.
这里有个关键词说到亚伯拉罕信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
And that is how God made a lasting covenant where God and not Abram will fulfill its obligations.
这样呢，神与亚伯拉罕立了一个永约，不是。亚伯拉罕来，而是神自己来完成这个约。
And hence Abram realized that he received everything, the promise, the blessing, and the covenant, all by faith. He didn't do anything.
在这里我们看见亚伯拉罕他因着信心得着了所有的这个福，就是应许和约。
What is so special about Abraham's discovery of justification of faith?
那亚伯拉罕得到的为什么是那么的特别呢？
Of justification by faith.
因信称义为什么那么特别？
Because Abraham was not the first person to be counted righteous in God's eyes.
因为亚伯拉罕并不是第一个在神面前称义的人。
For example, it says, God had regard for Abel and his offering out of the firstlings of the flock.
比如说神看中了亚伯和他的供物。
Or that Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his time.
说到挪亚是个义人，在他那个世代是个完全人。
So Abraham, not the first person to be called righteous.
所以亚伯拉罕并不是第一个被称为义人的。
So now a unique discovery.
那我们接下来来看一下，发现。
So that was not a unique discovery, the righteousness.
这个并不是那个特别的这个发现。
And Abraham, secondly, was not also the first person to have faith.
接着我们看见亚伯拉罕也不是第一个是有信心的。
Hebrews 11 listed Abel, Enoch, and Noah.
我们看见希伯来书第十一章提到了亚伯、以诺和挪亚。
It says, by faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, for he obtained the witness that before being taken up, he was pleasing to God.
这里讲到因着信以诺被接去，不至于见死，他被接去以先，已得了神喜悦他的名证。
Instead, Abraham is the first person to discover how one is justified.
相反，亚伯拉罕是第一个懂得人如何称义。
He is the first person where these two seemingly separate ideas, faith and righteousness,are connected to into a single principle.
他是第一个发现这两个看起来是完全分开的这个信和称义，他把他们连在一起。
Because Romans 4:3 says, Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness.
因为罗马书四章三节说到，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
The strand of faith and the strand of righteousness are now braided into one rope.
所以讲到这个信和义两个最终连在一起。
And so once a single principle is established in the history of the Bible, all of God's people that comes later can then latch onto it.
所以当这个因信称义被建立以后，所有其他的人就能够来效法这个原则。
Before Abraham, all those individuals of faith were one-offs in an ocean of non-faith.That the people before Abraham were just singular points of faith in a wider pool of non-faith.
在这之前，我们看见那些有信心的人，好像只是在众多不信之中的几个小的点。
But once the principle is established from Abraham onward, there is now a constant river of true faith.
这以后呢，我们就知道，好像这边有一个永流不断的河流。我们看见那些因信称义的人。
That faith principle can then be applied to Abraham and all his subsequent generations, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, etc.
我们看见在亚伯拉罕以后呢，有以撒、雅各和约瑟都是在这个河的里面。
Therefore, all can then follow in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham.
所以他们都可以称为效法我们祖宗亚伯拉罕信心的脚中的人。
So that was verses 1 through 3. Now we'll look at verses 4 through 8 about how Abraham is justified.
我们刚刚看了第 第一到第三节，接下来我们看第四到第八节，看神是怎样算他们为义的。
Abraham was justified through God's crediting.
亚伯拉罕称义是因着神的算为。
And if we look at verses 4 through 8,
我们来看第四到第八节。
4, 5, 6 all mention the words crediting, and as well as verse 8, the word taken to account in verse 8 is the same Greek word as credited.
在四到六节都讲到这个字叫算为，在第八节也讲到那个算，在这个是在希腊文里头是同一个字。
So there are two creditings to the believer in these verses, and those are two sides of the same coin.
这个在这里面看见怎样来算这些信徒是为义的这两个词好像就是一个硬币的两面。
The first is God crediting righteousness.
第一就是神来算他们为义。
The second is God not crediting sins.
第二个就是神不算他们有罪。
And verses 4 and 5 provides a real life scenario so that we can understand what crediting means.
在第四和第五节在这里看见一个现实生活的场景让我们看见怎样来算
To the one who works, his wage is not credited as a favor, but as what is due.
做工得工价是应有的回报
So if a person works, then they earn their wages as what is due.
做工了他们得到的是应得的
So if you pay $10 for the hour you worked, then that hour you worked is worthor equivalent to $10.
所以你做工假如说是每小时十个美元你得着十美元是应该你得着的报酬。
If I as a boss only then give you $9, then I would not have credited accurately or righteously.
假如我是那个老板我给你九个美元那我所给的是不公义的 不对的。
So credited just means to count accurately or equivalently.
所以这边说算是讲到等同或者是 准确的相同的
And this mirrors the spiritual world that if a Jewish person wants to keep the law to think that that justifies themselves then they're obligated to keep the whole law since they're trying to earn justification through payment
在属灵的世界中也是一样如果有一个人相信遵守律法能够使自己称义那他的义务就是要守整部的律法。
So then verse 5, but to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited as righteousness.
在第五节我们看到唯有不做工的只信称罪人为义的神他的信就算为义。
So the person in spiritual terms who trusts in God who justifies the ungodly, that faith is credited or counted as righteousness.
若是你在这里信神而这位神呢是算不算罪人为罪的。
So faith is like spiritual hands.
这个
faith is like spiritual hands.
这个信心好像就是一个属灵的手。
And meaning that if there is faith, then the gift of righteousness can be fully received by the means of faith.
借着信心你可以将这个礼物完全的接受
Thus it's crediting as equivalent
而这个算为呢是意思是等同
But for us in the modern world we might find this idea of crediting righteousness to be a little foreign, a little strange
在我们现实生活当中我们可能觉得这种算法是有点奇怪
Because for us righteousness or being right means right behaviorIt doesn't really mean for us right standing or right status.
所以对我们来说这个对啊是意味着这个行为的对而不是说我们的地位。
But for ancient people, the idea of being right is not just merely having right behavior.
在古代的人当中对不单单只是说到行为的对。
It's about having the right status, standing a position in the sight of God.
而是在神面前是为正为对的地位。
Something that can illustrate this is perhaps on your college campus, you may see people who remain on campus after they graduate.
我们在这里用这个来做一个解释，一个图画，看到有的大学生他们毕业了以后还仍然留在学校。
They might want to stay in the libraries to find a job.
他们可能利用图书馆为着寻找工作的方便。
Or because all their friends are 1 year younger than them.
或者他们的朋友呢比他们年轻。
And as an outside observer, you might not be able to tell whether they've graduated or not just by their behavior.
我们从外面来看，我们可能分不清他们是不是已经毕业了呢，还是在校的学生。
But regardless, the school admin database.Counts you as either graduated alumnus or a current student based on your academic standing.
但是学校的图书馆它有那个数据库，它能够识别你到底是校友还是在校的学生。
So the righteousness is about how God considers you rather than what you do in this passage.
在这个地方我们看见这个称义是神怎样看，而不是外面的行为。
In this passage is about right status rather than right behavior.
在这里我们看见是对的地位而不是对的行为。
So we're saying that ancient people really care about having the right status before their gods because their mythological gods can change their mind depending on their mood.
在古代人都关心他们有这个正确的地位，尤其是在他们神话中的那个众神的面前。
You cannot depend on those gods.To act right or dependably.
因为这些偶像实在是不可以来判断的。
On a good day, they will bless you with fertile crops. On the next day, they'll destroy them.
可能在一天，他们有一天他们是祝福你，因为他们心情很好，或者有一天他们确实要毁坏你。
So that's why ancient people love a law, love a covenant, because that will not change.
这样呢，古代的人他们喜欢有一个约，或者是有一个法律，因为那个是不改变的。
They don't think of the modern way we see law as it's really imperfect legal system with loopholes and appeals and overturning precedents.
这个比起我们现在有的律法是更加好的。我们现在的律法有很多的漏洞，可以说上诉啊、翻案啊，这些事情常常发生。
In contrast to those mythological gods, our God, the God of Israel, is dependable.
与这些神话当中的这些众神来比较，我们的神是这样子的，不改变的。
He will keep his promises and the covenant through centuries, although they are costly.
虽然要付代价，但是我们的神所建立的这个约是不改变的。
He intentionally enters into covenant so that the people can lay hold of him, although it binds him.
所以当人与神立约的时候，我们就可以来依靠神，因为他会在那里帮助我们。
And also our God sets forth a perfect law and judges according to it.
而且我们的神制定了这个完美的这个律法，借着这个律法来审判。
So being right in the eyes of God, meaning being justified and not condemned, that is a status that we all desperately long for.
所以呢，在这里我们看见，在神面前是正的，是不受诅咒的，这是我们所要依靠的。
So that justification is the crediting of righteousness.
这个就是我们说到的在神面前的算为。
But then 6 to 8 then talks about the flip side of not crediting, then 6 to 8 talks about the not crediting sins.
在6到8节我们看见说不算为有罪的。
So,Paul uses Psalm 32, a psalm of David.
保罗在这里引用了诗篇32篇大卫的诗。
Because all the Jewish people would know how important David is. He's the father of the Messiah, the father of an eternal king.
所有的犹太人都知道大卫是何等的重要，因为他是弥赛亚的父。
And such an important person experienced the blessing of God, too blessed.
在这里看见大卫他得着的那两重的这个祝福。
Blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered.
得赦免其过、遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。
And that blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will not take into account.
耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。
The not taking into account, this is about God's forgiveness seen as a blessing.
这个不算为有罪是因着神的赦免。
Because when our sins are canceled, then we have security from the righteous judgment of God.
因着神的赦免，我们在神的审判当中，我们可以得着释放。
And as an added benefit, we are then secure from the accusations from Satan as well as the feelings of guilt from our conscience.
并且我们在不受撒旦控告和我们自己内疚里面的那个控告。
For David, all these things has been done. They have been forgiven and have been covered. It's a tense that shows a definite action that is done in the past.
在这里看见是一个过去完成的这样的一个状态，因为大卫他所做的这些罪过都被神遮盖。
Because of David's faith, those things are already taken care of in the past.
这个在过去好像这些事情都已经完成。
So someone may ask, excuse me, I thought that it was faith in Christ that saves you. How does that square with these Old Testament passages?
那有人可能会问，这些是基督他在十字架上的救赎，那在过去在这之前的事情怎么能连上呢？
True, the Old Testament mentions that faith is the condition of our standing before God.
在这里我们看见这个信心是讲到我们在主面前的那个条件。
It tells us the how, which is by faith, but does not tell us the why.
他在这里说到如何，但是并没有说到为啥。
We will have to wait until the New Testament revelation to know about the why.
一直要等到新约，我们才会明白这个为什么。
That a person is justified by faith through the atonement work of Christ.
人能够因信称义，是因着主耶稣基督的救赎。
That God made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
So that we may become the righteousness of God in him.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Christ took the full punishment of the believer's sins on the cross.
基督在十字架上为信徒的罪承担了全部的惩罚。
Thus, to summarize this passage, there are two records of crediting on God's balance sheet.
所以在这里我们看见神的两种的算法。
One is the believer receives right standing before God by having Christ and his righteousness credited to him.
信徒接受基督和他的义，因着神在那里算他为义。
And then the second is that the believer's sins are now removed and not credited against him.
在第二个是说到信徒的罪被赦免，神在这里不算他为罪。
Because of this reckoning of righteousness, we now have a right relationship with God, where He sees us in His Son as if we never sinned.
所以在这里看见神与神之间的那个对的关系是借着他的儿子，在他的儿子的里面我们得着。
It does not mean that we're suddenly perfect in our words, action, or deeds. It's the first step of faith of growing in the Lord.
所以这是信心的最早的第一步，而不是并不是说我们的行为突然间，我们的行为、我们的言语都变成完美。
Next section is from verses 9 through 12.And asks if Abraham was circumcised before or after having been credited righteous.
那在第九到十二节里面，我们来看亚伯拉罕受割礼是在信神之后，还是在信神之前？
Because the reason is, if someone says before, then one can argue that your physical descent or law keeping would qualify you for a right standing before God.
因为是在之前，那他的肉身的后裔就应该是可以得着这样子的一个地位。
Verse 10 says, How then was accredited while he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Paul answers, Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised.
在第十节看是怎样算的呢？是在他受割礼的时候呢？还是在他未受割礼的时候呢？
Abraham was uncircumcised when God credited his faith as righteousness, and he was only circumcised more than 13 years later.
在这里我们看到亚伯拉罕他被神称为义，那个时候他并没有受割礼，而受割礼是在13年以后。
And why is that? In verse 11 says, He received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith while he had while uncircumcised, so that,
在十一节我们看到那个时候他受了割礼的记号，做他未受割礼的时候因信称义的印证。
Circumcision is depicted as a sign, an outward symbol of the body of an inward reality in his heart.
所以 这个地方受割礼是成为一个记号，在那里能够表明内在已经存在的事实。
Something similar for us Christians is, for example, baptism. Once you're born again, you want to get baptized. It expresses an inner reality in your heart.
所以就像我们信了主以后，我们受浸要表明我们里面已经得救。
And says that circumcision is a seal, an ancient form of confirmation or certification.
而这个割礼呢，也是一个印证，在那里是一个确据，证明你已经有这样子的。
That once you pay for a meal, you sign the receipt. That is a seal.
好像你在吃完饭那个签你的那个收据的时候，好像这就是一个印证。
And the reason why there's a sign and seal is because that's why there's a so that one he might be the father of the, all those who believe.
在这里看见这个记号和印证，都是为了叫这一切的这个未受割礼而信的人都能称为他的父。
Mm-hmm. That's verse 11.
在第十一节里面。
And then second, so that the righteousness can be credited to the uncircumcised, the Gentiles, as well as the circumcised, the Jewish believers, in verses 11 and 12.
在这里十一节和十二节里头都看见。 这个未受割礼的人可以接受这个算为义，也有那个受割礼的也可以被称为义。
As human beings, we want a seal to confirm something.
作为我们人来说，我们很希望有这样的一个义证，当我们接受某样东西。
In the New Testament terms, the Holy Spirit is the seal of our faith.
在新约里面，我们知道圣灵就是这样的印证。
That once we're born again, the Holy Spirit dwells within our hearts to testify we're children of God.
当我们重生以后，这个内住的圣灵就成为我们信心的那个证据，在我们里面。Sometimes
we might not see it all of a sudden.
有的时候我们可能不能一下子就明白过来。That's
because the Holy Spirit would gradually make the truth more clear. And grace more real over time.
那圣灵就在我们里面渐渐的把这个能够显明的更加清楚，让我们明白。So
believers may sometimes struggle.
刚刚信主的可能在里面有挣扎。And
for a lot of believers, they need to hear the message that God's grace is real.
对这些信主的，我们要来听这样的信息，说到神的福音是真实的。
For example, to know that it is He who justifies the ungodly. He who God justifies the ungodly in verse 5.
在第五节说到神是称罪人为义的神。
That God justifies the ungodly, not God justifies the godly.
神称罪人为义，不是称义人为义。
If we know that it's purely on Christ's work that we're justified, then one does not have to see oneself as merely sinners, but we can see ourselves as saints or sinners saved by grace.
这里我们看见完完全全依靠神他的作为，所以我们看我们自己不再是那个义人，而是一个罪人，蒙主恩的罪人。Because
a lot of us, when we just look inside ourselves, we feel that there's light and dark sides. There's flickers of light and realms of shadow.
我们知道我们都有光明或者阴暗的两面，有的时候是在光明的时候，有的时候是在黑暗的阴影里面。
But the Spirit reminds us that we're accepted by God because we've been touched by His goodness and credited with His righteousness.
但是圣灵会在里面提醒我们，是因着神他的良善，我们被他拣选，我们得着了这个救恩。
So we're going to use an example of someone who felt like he did not deserve God's grace. Because he did something wrong, and he felt like God would not accept him.
可能会觉得我不配得着这样的恩典，因为我犯的罪是这样子的糟糕。
And although he was a believer, he feels like that sin haunts him to this day.
即便我是信了主，但是这样的罪一直在里面，在那里搅扰我。
During the Great Awakening, that's an 18th century revival movement. In the U.S. colonies.
在大, 大觉醒复兴的时候是那个在十八世纪的那个席卷美国的那个复兴的运动中。
That Yale University at that time in the 1700s was already Christian just in name only.
那个时候的耶鲁大学名义上是一个基督的学校。
But the students were not that interested in God.
但是学生在那里对神并没有兴趣。
Then these evangelists and preachers, George Whitefield and Gilbert Tennent, spoke at the university.
那这两位在那里传福音的人在那里校园里面一直在那传福音。
Whitefield, and the students were revived and wanted to live a holy life and they started to study the Bible.
所以这 Whitefield 在那里传讲福音那些学生们开始有复兴愿意来研读圣经。
And it was at that time that David Brainerd went to Yale, but he was soon expelled.
那在这里说到有一个人叫大卫他来到耶鲁大学但很快他就被开除了。
And the reason why was he insulted a teacher by comparing him to a chair and did not apologize.
原因是因为他在那里用不好的这个比较在用在他的指导的老师身上在那比较他跟那个椅子是相同的。
And later in life, he became a missionary to the Lenape Indians.
以后呢，他成为一个传教士，向着这个美洲这个美国的印第安人。
He always thought that his effort could not make up. He thought the minor past event gave him continual guilt and depression.
但是他过去的这个污点，让他里面一直都有那个内疚和压抑。
One day in 1745, he was preaching on 1 John 4:10.
在1745年的有一天，他在那里讲到约翰一书四章十节。
In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins.
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
That everyone in the audience wept and turned to God.
在座的听众都在那里哭泣归回转向神。
And he brought those natives together and started a church in a New Jersey town called Cranberry.
接着他就把这些原住民聚集起来在新泽西的 Cranberry 那个地方建立了一个教会。
This is a very revolutionary for him because in his heart he thought that there was a sin that was impossible to get over.
因为这个对他来说是这样子的一个革命性的在他的心中一直觉得有这样的一个罪让他不能真在那里越过。
But most other people when they hear the story would think that is so insignificant.
对别人来说这是一个不起眼的小的罪。
But he found that the indwelling spirit confirms in our heart that Christ is the propitiation for our sins.
但是圣灵在他里面告诉他基督已经做了挽回。
Us believers were already justified. God has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west.
我们信主的已经被神称义。
So here is that good news that by faith, God justifies the ungodly rather than God justifies the godly.
所以这是一个好消息，就是说到神不算罪人为义，而是在那里称罪人为义，不是称义人为义。
And if God only reckons faith as righteousness,Then faith alone is the way to salvation.
要因着神在那里因着信心算为义，所以我们看见只有借着信心我们可以得着这个义。
Someone might raise four different alternatives to that.
可能有人会觉得有四个不同的这个另外的方法。
Someone might say, isn't it faith plus repentance?
是不是在信心上面还加上悔改？
Well, it depends on what one means by the word repentance.
在这里看我们到底怎样来看这个悔改。
If you define it as it's feelings of guilt that you have to muster up.
好像这里面有一个内疚的感觉，我必须在那里要加上的。
If that's how you're viewing it, like if that repentance means the feelings of guilt.
若是在这里，你是以为这个悔改只是里面的一个感觉而已。
Then that feeling or emotion cannot save you.
而这个感觉并不能拯救你。
But if you're just using the word repentance to be another word for faith, meaning turning from yourself and turning to God, that leads to salvation.
但是假如你说到这个悔改是一个、信心，而是把你自己转向神，从罪里面出来。
Same thing with if someone confesses their sins and turns to the Lord in the sinner's prayer.
就像这个罪人的祷告，他在这里、向着神来祷告，从罪里面被、转回。
Another person might ask, how about is it faith plus church going or doing a good work for God, like charity?
或者人会说，是不是信心还要加上一些慈善的行为？
Or faith plus baptism.
或者信心要加上这个受浸。
But that would defeat Paul's argument because work is not needed.
那这些都不是大卫他的论点。
And then finally, there's one that's very popular also that says we need to believe in Jesus as Lord. We need to surrender our life to Him and have Jesus be Lord.
还有一个就是说到我们必须信神，信主耶稣为主，我们把我们的生命来献给他。
But these are all adding to faith alone.
这个好像在那里加上，在信心以外还得加上的。
That good works and consecrating your life to God to be completely His, these are all growing each day when we become believers, when we become saved.
所以这些好的行为，信心引起的行为，是因为爱，因着我们信主以后，每一天我们在那里增加的。
The incredible thing here, especially in this last part, is about Abraham is the start of a whole new principle where the righteous is credited, the faithful is credited as righteousness by faith.
在这里我们看到亚伯拉罕他的那个发现是因着因信可以称义。
And thus one can follow in the steps of faith of our father Abraham.
所以那些因信为本的都可以在这里来、跟随亚伯拉罕的脚中。
So in conclusion, Pharisees and Sadducees came to John the Baptist.Thinking they are immune from the judgment to come.
在这里我们看法利赛人和撒都该人，他们来寻找施洗约翰，觉得他们应该免于审判。
They claim that Abraham is our father.
他们说我们有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。
But John the Baptist says, I say to you that from these stones, God is able to raise up children to Abraham.
但约翰说，我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中兴起亚伯拉罕的子孙。
It's amazing that to become children of Abraham is not through works or physical lineage.
在这里令人惊讶的是，成为亚伯拉罕的子孙不是通过行为或者是借着血脉。
That God can raise up stones to be children of Abraham because those stones were us.
神确实从石头中兴起了亚伯拉罕的子孙，这些石头就是我们。
You and I were those stones. We were dirty and trampled, worthless and unconscious.
我们曾经就是这样的石头，是肮脏的，被践踏的，毫无价值，而且毫无知觉。
But simple faith allowed us to receive Christ's resurrection life that miraculously turns stone to flesh.
这个简单的信心使我们得着了基督的复活的生命，将这些石头变成了血肉。
It's like transforming inanimate statues into real boys.
从一个无生命的这样的一个雕像变成了真实的人。
So that's why Lewis says the world is like a great sculptor shop.
所以这个 C.S. Lewis 有说过这样说，世界好像是一个伟大的雕塑家的。
We are the statues, and there's a rumor going around the shop that some of us someday are going to come to life.
我们就是那些雕像，而工坊里面有一个谣言在那里传说。说我们中间的一些人有一天要活过来。
So today we covered Abraham's faith in the God of justification.
今天我们分享了亚伯拉罕的信心和神算他为义。
Next time we'll share about Abraham's faith in God as the God of resurrection.
下一次我们要分享亚伯拉罕的信心是相信那叫死人复活的神。
So we'll close with a thought that Abraham believed God.And it was credited to him as righteousness.
我们再一次用这句话来结束，就是亚伯拉罕信神，神称他为义。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再一些祷告。
Hi, Father, I want to thank you for the assurance and freedom of your words.
父啊，我们感谢你为着你自己话的确信。
That is by belief, it's by faith that we're credited righteous.
因着信，我们就称为义。
And so when we remember the work of your Son at communion, we want to give you thanks.
我们在接下来的擘饼，我们来纪念你是你儿子所做的工作。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.